Jason Lytle, live on KCRW. Sounds great.
Thanks.
So tell us, after 15 years with Granddaddy, 5 albums, touring that took you around the world, I gather that you found yourself in a bit of a rut.
Yeah, that's a polite way to put it. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it ran its course, and I think we took it as far as we could take it.
So you retreated to Bozeman, Montana with Granddaddy dismantled and confidence at an all-time low.
Yeah, I don't know. I just needed to reassess some things in my life, and I needed to clear my head, and I needed to find some answers, and making a move was a big part of it. But then surrounding myself with the outdoors and the natural world was pretty nice too.
Well, the results of your time is your first solo album, the record, Yours Truly, The Commuter. Tell us about the writing process. I understand it was written during a brutal Montana winter, but tell us how you know, you mentioned the natural surroundings affected your creative process.
I tend to find answers when I'm outdoors. I make connections with my everyday life, with things that I see when I'm, you know, out on a hike, or if I'm, you know, out on some sort of a trek of a couple of days. And I don't know. It's just I don't know. I just shut down after too much information and too much stimuli, and I just really needed to, like I said, put myself outdoors and clear my head. And
so being out in Bozeman was kind of a very quiet space for you.
Yeah, I mean it's a good enough sized town to where it's like there's just enough but not too much. But if I want to leave my house within 10 to 15 minutes, I can be in some pretty remote areas, and I really do value that stuff highly. And I can, you know, I can come back, I can go into town and go to the bar and, you know, hold myself up in front of my computer and check emails all day. And I can get plenty of distraction and plenty of clutter. But when I really want to, it was all about me striking a balance, and I'm able to recharge and really get back to a good place when I subject myself to that sort of environment.
Do you think you've really changed?
Not really. I allowed myself to listen to myself and figure out what it is that takes to make me function better, more well-balanced. I think it was always there, you know, me being that type of person, but I think that I tend to internalize things, and I tend to, yeah, just shut down when there's too much stuff to process. So I realized that having that escape plan, having that escape route, really allows me to get back to that good place, you know, in a shorter amount of time, rather than, you know, having to pack up the truck and, you know, make this 2-day, you know, it takes a day to get out of the city, and then, you know, all the arrangements and accommodations, and if you're lucky, you get to, you know, I don't know, I guess LA people go to Joshua Tree, but we know how overrun that is with people.
Well, it sounds like you needed to do this. Yeah. Just put yourself out there. What songs surprised you the most in terms of personal growth that you just maybe didn't expect?
Man, I don't know if there were any. I was just happy to get back to this place that I seem to have been, you know, with a couple of Granddaddy albums back, where for me, the big goal is to just get in that zone where you're like a little kid, you know, with your coloring crayons and your coloring books and sitting in the middle of the floor and just sort of lost in your own little world. And that's the ideal situation for me in the studio. not having a lot of stuff attached to it, you know, anticipation and just weird second guessings. I felt like I was glad that I was able to get back to that place.
How do you maintain that now that you're on the road and supporting this new album, you know, and the chaos and the, you know, how do you keep that balance?
That's actually something I'm dealing with right now. It's been a particularly hectic last couple of weeks. And as far as I'm concerned, this is still an experiment to see if I want to subject myself to all this again, because I'm starting to feel a little whittled down. And I just need to see some kind of end in sight. But I don't know. I'm still in the midst of that experiment.
I mean, I can imagine how much energy it takes. I mean, just thinking of the show on Friday at the Greek, just to be mentally prepared for that kind of stage.
Yeah. It's a...
Not to make it nervous about
it. If anything, it's more nerve-wracking doing live radio in the morning, for that matter.
It's, you know, it's just you, me, and Ariana. And we're just sitting here.
No, it's fine.
Nobody's listening. So you do have a show tomorrow, actually, I wanted to mention, is it the Art Theater?
Yeah, a place called the Art Theater in Long Beach. We're doing we've been sprinkling in dates, doing our own headlining shows throughout the Nico case shows. So tomorrow is one of the headlining shows.
Okay, so that's at the Art Theater in Long Beach at 7:30. And then a little bit later, we're going to have tickets for the show on Friday at the Greek as Jason Lytle, my guest, opens for Nico Case of the Greek. We'll also have copies autographed of the album Yours Truly, The Commuter. Let's throw it back to you for your second set. Thank you for being here. It's Jason Lytle live on Morning Becomes Eclectic.